there any others who share this namesake today? And bless the day to you, Alan James. Did you notice that part of the prayers we prayed for you, Alan, were that you would be a good martyr? And we pray that for all of us. I looked up on the internet the story of St. Adrian and Jane, St. Adrian and Natalia. And it isn't clear that Natalia was a martyr. Her martyrdom, according to the two articles I read, were that she died soon after her husband, who was put to death. She died of being just so exhausted and so down with it all. Did you read that she was a martyr, that she was put to death?
There's one version, yes, and one version that didn't say that.
Okay. But she certainly was a martyr, and that she gave her life for the Lord. What I like about St. Adrian and Natalia are that they are a married couple. Remember, several years ago, someone said to me, well, where are the married saints in the Orthodox Church? We don't have as many married saints as single saints, but we do, and this year needs to recognize the fact, Natasha, that we are together as husband and wife called to lay down our lives for Christ, and they both are saints in that they gave their lives for Christ. The story, and they were young. We're all pretty old here. It would be you, Andrew. You're too old too.
He's only 28 years old. St. Adrian was only 28 years old.
And I'm guessing that St. Paul, right? Was it? He was 29? I read it 28.
Oh, no, I was
29. Oh, you're 29? Well, I thought you were 30 already. Anyway, you're close. But she was probably less than 20. I can read how old she was. But they've been married for a year. They were not Christian. She was secretly, a Christian and praying, but her husband, Adrian, was in charge of the praetorium, the place where the Christians were being put to death on account of the Emperor Maximilian, who was crazy in his opposition to Christians. He hated Christians. There were these 33 that were brought to be put to death. And he asked them, well, what kind of reward do you get for this? Or some kind of question like that. What are you going to gain from this? And here I have to go by my memory. I don't know if I'm going to say this verse correctly, but they said, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor hath it entered into the heart of man to imagine the things that God has prepared for us. They quoted that verse from the Apostle Paul. And without fear and with joy, they faced their martyrdom. And Adrian was just so impressed with that, that he said, put my name on that list too. And so they brought him before the emperor, and he said, what are you doing? Take your name off that list. Just cross it off. And he said, no. I want to have that same joyful inheritance that they have. And so the story goes then. He was put in prison, and Natalia went home, and she was so happy for him, because she was already one committed to Christ, but not publicly. And then he came to the house and knocked on the door, and she wasn't going to let him in. This is the way the story goes there. He wasn't going to let him in. He said, well, you're supposed to be, a martyr. He said, no, I know I'm still going to be, but I just came to tell you that this is the day of my martyrdom. Oh, okay. She was a little worried that he had crossed his name off.
and he was saved. Now he came home. But that was it. He came home to say, this is the day that I'm going to be put to death. And so she went. But she was proud of her husband that he laid down his life for Christ. And I think if there is anything that women, that wives should be proud of in their husbands, it's this, that they give their lives in devotion and faithfulness to Jesus Christ. That is the one thing that that should make us proud of our husbands and of our wives. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.